Jesus comes on a mission of profound love. He comes to express to us the Father's greatest and deepest desire. I wish to once again heal what has been broken. My desire is to reconcile all creation. I wish to give my children life once again. Jesus comes on a mission. It's a mission of healing, of reconciliation, of giving new, profound life. And what he says to his disciples is, what I have given to you, the example, the model, the gift, share with one another. Jesus would remind them that in the washing of their feet, that they have walked and strayed away from God, that the washing of the feet signifies a new direction, a new way, a new truth, and a new life. He gives his disciples the means for all of us to be healed from the effects of sin, to be reconciled through the sacrament of reconciliation, and to obtain through the sacraments a new life, a life in Christ, a life that never ends, a life that breathes life forever. Tonight, Jesus gives to us a perpetual gift. He gives us his holy priesthood, a priesthood that does nothing but offer the Father gratitude and thanksgiving, a priesthood that looks to make a sacred offering to the Father in order to heal what is broken and reconcile what has been lost. This priesthood is a perpetual institution for us that Jesus hands on to us, that gift, that mission from the Father to heal the brokenhearted, to reconcile poor sinners to the Father and to one another, and to breathe life back into his creation once again. And through the gift of the priesthood that Jesus has instituted on the Last Supper and the gift of the Eucharist, Jesus once again gives us the means of a sacramental life with the Father, the opportunity for us to be washed clean, to pass over from death into a new life with Christ, to be clothed in glory, in God's resplendent light once again, and to be fed and nourished as the poor children of God. God creates, and God provides sustenance for his creation. And God gives his creation a means of remaining in perpetual communion with him. And so Jesus installs for us what was lost. He renews it. He restores it once again. That in his priesthood, the work of the Father continues to heal and reconcile. that in the priesthood, he continues as the good shepherd to nourish and feed the flock. That in the priesthood, he continues to give us the sacramental life that will continue to do God's work, God's desire of healing, reconciling, and bringing perpetual life to his creation. Jesus promised his disciples, "I will be with you for all the ages." Today he makes good on that promise, because in his poor priest, in the person of Christ, persona Christi, Jesus continues the work of the Father. And when he says, "This is my body, this is my blood," that he continues to do that through his poor priest, continuing to give himself for the life of the world.